What an honor and a privilege to attend this month's Bullock County Historical Society, BCHS, meeting ushering in a series of video oral histories that are being filmed for the Society by BCHS board member Tyson Davis. Their first candidate is C. Waters, an 89-year-old icon in downtown Statesboro. C. and his family moved to Statesboro in the 1940s. Through his oral history video, he discusses the many roles in our community's growth and development. Seated. Ida and C. Waters standing L.R. Loy Waters, Ramsey Waters, Lee Waters, Sally Waters, Anthony Waters, Lori Waters, Fred Waters, Shelby Groover and Daniel Muldrew. Dwayne Grice. Hold on to your seat. You are about to hear and watch in the video above some of the exciting adventures that C. Waters and his family have been on from his early past to current days. He is a master, and played many roles in Statesboro community growth and development. A video oral history of C. Waters plays on the big screens during the meeting. Dwayne Grice. Today, you will be able to have a few of your, did you know, questions answered like. C. traveled to New York City monthly to buy furniture. Who really bought the football that, Irk, used to restart football at Georgia Southern University? How he carried GS football equipment to their first games in his horse trailer. At one point the family horse business was almost as big as the furniture business with 55 horses. C's daughter Lori Muldrew won a national championship with her horse. C raised and trained bird dogs who won top awards. And other questions that you perhaps will get answers for and did not have questions. Bullock County Historical Society's meeting had a larger-than-life attendance for this new series of oral histories. Approximately 85 to 90 guests attended. A large crowd in attendance at the BCHS luncheon. Dwayne Grice. A delicious home-cooked meal by Annette McCrae with a touch of class catering consisted of tossed salad with ranch dressing, fried chicken with pulley bone, macaroni and cheese, green beans, yeast rolls with butter and a variety of cakes with buttercream icing, including strawberry cheesecake for dessert. Beverages water, sweet and unsweetened tea were available and enjoyed by all. Virginia Ann Waters opened the program with gracious greetings to the Waters' family and BCHS guests. She was thrilled to share that this was the first of a series of video programs they plan to present starting in January 2024. Virginia Ann said, telling stories and interviewing, we had a lot of fun and felt comfortable with one another. It was my pleasure indeed to meet and share this extraordinary history and information of the C. Waters family, from its early beginnings to the present day. One last tidbit before I close. Did you know, when they renovated the original downtown location, they left C. Waters' original office space intact. Even Irk's chair remains in place. What a privilege to preserve that history. Oh yes, C. was reminded of one thing that was forgotten in the video. C. and his lovely wife Ida were married in 1957 and have three children, all who live in Statesboro. He closed the video by saying he would not do anything differently. He said there is nothing like working hard. Keep Bullock history alive. Become a member of the Bullock County Historical Society today. Click here to learn more about membership opportunities. Three ways to join. Download and mail. Join the Historic Way. Click here to download, print, and mail a form. Attend a meeting. A membership table is always available for those who wish to join. Our meetings are open to the public. They are held on the fourth Monday of the month, January through November. Please check our calendar for details. Email our membership chairperson. Click here to send an email.